孤独，
一定会 lonely，
可能甚至会缺乏生命力。
There's lack of vitality, your strength is spent.
但如果你觉得你老了啊，你可以继续读下面好这些经文。
But if you think that you belong to this group of the elderly, you could continue reading.
那但今天放心，我不是对老人家讲的啊。
But today I'm not preaching to the elderly.
因为其实诗人他表示他是自从年幼的时候就信靠神。
Because the psalmist said that it is from his youth that he had depended on God.
所以这篇诗篇呢，不是单单给老人家的。
So this is not a psalm only for the elderly.
这篇诗篇可能是老人家所写的，没错。
Well, it might be written by someone who is of age.
但肯定它不只是给老年人。
But the audience is not only for the elders.
我们到老要能够依靠神，就需要从年幼的时候开始学习依靠神。
If we aim to grow old, all our lives depending on God, then we should start from our youth.
所以我相信我们年轻的，我们中年的，我们年老的，也要好好的来学习这个诗篇。
So I believe those of us in our youth, those in middle age, we should learn from this psalm.
当然，每次读诗篇的时候，我们其实很羡慕这个的诗人。
Every time we read the psalms, we are envious of the psalmist.
好像诗人祈求神就答应，诗人求神帮助他，那么神就拯救他。
Like everything that the psalmist asks, he's actually gotten an answer from God.
所以很多时候，我们也是希望，当我们向神求的时候，神就马上就答应来应允我们。
And many times we prayed or wished for this that everything we ask from God will get answers, we get our answers from God.
但其实我们读诗篇，我们往往忽略了一个更重要的层面。
But we often forget this as we read the Psalms.
就是诗人的他的生活为人。
That is the life and the personality or the conduct of the psalmist.
先是怎么样的人，神我想才会更好的来回应。
God will answer and respond according to what the person is like.
所以我们今天要先看一看诗篇这个诗人他的为人，然后我们才来看神的作为。
So let us come from this psalm to look at how the psalmist behaved himself, then look at God.
所以诗篇在七十一篇第一节这边就说：“耶和华啊，我投靠你，求你叫我永不羞愧。”
So in verse one.In you, O Lord, will I take refuge. Let me never be put to shame.
那想想看，在我们的生活当中，怎么样的情况会羞愧
？So when we think of our lives, what kind of situation will we feel shame?
可能工作不好好做，被老板发现了，就老板骂你，你就感到很羞愧，是吗
？So if you have not done your work well, you're scolded by your boss, and you feel shame after that. Is that the case?
可能你没有。用功预备功课，所以考试不及格了，就在同学面前羞愧，是吗
？So you haven't prepared for exam and you failed and you felt shame and humiliation in front of your friends. Is that the situation?
但如果是这样的话，其实是自己的错，你投靠神大概也没有用了。
So, but in those cases, if the fault is yours, even if you depend on God, I don't think it's much of a help.
一般认为这首诗篇是大卫当年老的时候写的诗篇。
Many thought that this is written by David in his older years.
所以很可能是他年老的时候，当他的儿子背叛他的时候。
So when he's old, when he was betrayed by his son.
他生活面对了这个的危机。
He was in crisis.
迫使他要过着一个逃亡的生活。
Which led to him leading a life of a fugitive.
所以这里的蒙羞不一定不是诗人做错了什么事情。
So feeling shame doesn't mean that he has done something wrong.
而是因为别人欺压他。
Because he was bullied by others.
因为别人要打倒他，要去羞辱他。
Because others want to defeat him, to humiliate him.
那我想我们也是这样。
I think the same for ourselves.
很多时候我们自己不用功、不用心，所以做错了羞愧，不是这样。
Many times we haven't put in our own effort and we failed and felt ashamed, but this is not the circumstance.
而是可能特别是当因为我们的信仰，因为我们的信仰的生活，因为别人不理解我们，所以别人取笑我们、羞辱我们。
Maybe it's more like when because of our faith, because of our beliefs or certain actions, others humiliate us or wanted to shame us.
所以可能新加坡环境可能还好一点点。
Maybe in Singapore it's not so obvious.
但是可能在你的学校也好，你的公司也好，多多少少人家因为知道你是基督徒，所以可能会另眼相看。
But it might happen in your school, in your area of work, when others find out that you are Christian, they'll look at you differently.
新加坡环境可能还好一些。
In Singapore, it's much better.
但多多少少，可能你午餐吃饭的时候，你不好意思祷告。
But maybe just during lunch time, eating with friends, you feel shy or embarrassed to pray.
你怕你闭着眼睛祷告的时候，你那个鸡腿不见了哈。
You're afraid that when you close your eyes and pray, your chicken, your drumstick will be lost.
可能你会不好意思把一本圣经放在你的这个的办公桌前。
Maybe you'll be embarrassed to put a Bible on your desk.
难怪现在每个人拿手机啊，偷偷看圣经。
So everyone is reading their Bible on an app on the phone.
我们环境有时候因为我们的信仰可能会让我们羞愧。
Because of our faith and belief, our surroundings or people around us might make us feel ashamed.
当然有时候是自己的问题。
But many times it might be our own problem.
但有时候可能是就是周围的人他欺压我们，他欺负我们。
But it can also be people around us who bully us or who pressure us.
所以整体来看也是，有没有你的同学、你的同事、你的老板，甚至你的老师，他羞辱过你？
Has this happened before that your friends around you, your colleague, your boss, or even your teacher are putting you to shame?
不是因为你不用功，不是因为你不认真，就这些人就是仗势欺人。
Not because you weren't diligent, not because you haven't put in the effort, but because of their position and their preferences, they actually put pressure on you.
以致你感到很委屈。
And you felt bad about it.
你开车的大概就能够感受到。
If you are driving or driver, you might understand this.
我以前开车都是也被欺负过。
Before I've had circumstances where I was bullied while on the road.
无缘无故的向我比中指。
And pointed the middle finger at me.
我确实那个时候气得半死。
And I was very angry at that.
所以很多时候，当我们被羞辱的时候，我们就恼羞成怒。
And very often when we are made to feel ashamed or humiliated, we actually respond in anger.
你不一定要报复，但是你就是想要还击。
You may not want revenge, but you just feel like retaliating.
所以有时候。我觉得我们有时候我们有需要的时候，我们会向神祈求，对吗
？Very often when we have needs, we pray to God.
但是我们好像被欺压的时候，我们却想要打回去一拳，不会向神来祈求。
But when we are being bullied, we often want to retaliate in some ways. Very seldom do we come to God in prayer.
但诗人说我要投靠。
But the psalmist reminded us, I want to depend on you.
当我被欺压、我被欺负的时候，我要投靠你。
When I'm bullied, when I'm humiliated, I want to trust in you.
当提到这个投靠的时候，其实就是寻求保护。
So when we talk about depending on God, is to seek refuge.
就像这个被保护在这个的翅膀之下。
To seek protection, like underneath the wings.
就像诗篇九十一篇这边第四节所说的，你要投靠在他的翅膀底下。
So like in Psalm 91, it's being hidden underneath his wing.
让神来保护我们。
Let God protect us.
所以我们可以，这个可以是指我们要去信靠神。
This can mean that we need to trust and depend on God.
我们要把盼望放在神的身上。
We need to put our hope upon God.
那我们思考一下，当诗人说我要投靠神的时候，到底诗人他会做什么？
So let us think about it. When the psalmist says, "Let me depend on you, let me put my trust in you," what will he do?
投靠好像很抽象，对吗？
To depend on seems very vague and imprecise.
所以当诗人说我要投靠你的时候，诗人他会做什么？
So what will the psalmist do when he claims that or says that?
以当时情况来看，我想诗人应该他会跑到圣殿去。
I would imagine that the psalmist at that time would rush to the synagogue.
因为当时圣殿，因为当时来到圣殿才是真正朝向神的地方。
To the holy temple. Okay.
来到圣殿才是朝向神的地方。
Because that is where he could face God and to reach and to look upon God.
在那边他才能够向神祷告。
And there he could pray.
在那边他能够求神来保护他。
And he could seek help from God.
然后诗篇让我们看到他不断的来献上赞美。
And we see from the Psalms that there's much praising.
就是当诗人说我要投靠神的时候，他能够做的。
And the psalmist, when he says, I depend on you, God, this is what he will do.
那对你而言呢？投靠神，你会做什么？
What does it mean to you then, depending on God? What would you do?
现在圣灵已经住在我们里面。
So now the Holy Spirit is within us.
我们不一定要跑到教会啊。
We may not need to rush to church.
当然你要跑来教堂来祷告也是很好。
If you want to come to church to pray, that is also a good thing.
但你可能可以常常就回到神的面前安静下来。
But you can very frequently come before God to quieten yourself.
当常说你被欺负你气炸的时候，你第一个不要先还击。
So when you're being bullied, when you are really mad, the first thing to do is not to retaliate.
不管是对配偶也好，不管是对父母也好，不管是对孩子也好。
Whether it's your parents or even your children.
当你受不了的时候。
When you really cannot tahan, take it.
你不要忘记，你可以先来到神的面前。
You shouldn't forget that there's one that you can come to, which is God.
你要先来投靠神。
You need to depend on Him first.
然后第二节呢，诗人他就继续说了。
So in verse 2 he continues.
求你凭你的公义来搭救我，来救拔我。
In your righteousness, deliver me and rescue me.
侧耳听我，拯救我。
Incline your ear to me and save me.
那诗人说，凭你的公义来搭救我。
So the psalmist says, in your righteousness.
当然我们多数理解公义呢，是神审判的公义。
So very often we understand righteousness by God's judgment.
是神的公义，所以必然会拯救我脱离这个不义之人的欺压。
Because God is just, because of his attribute of justice and righteousness, he will deliver me from the unrighteous.
我想这些解释是正确的。
I think these explanations are correct.
但我觉得有一个更深一层的含义。
But I think there's a deeper meaning.
你能够求神彰显公义的人。
If you are one who can seek or pray that God will show his righteousness,
至少你必然是问心无愧的人。
Then you are actually one who feels no shame in your heart.
你敢于让神的公义来审查自己的人。
You are open and you dare to let God judge you.
你必然是一个无愧于心的人。
Which means you hold no shame in your heart.
像我刚刚说，很多时候我们蒙羞其实是我们自找的。
Very often, as I mentioned, we feel shame because we have sort of done something wrong.
因为自己有愧于人。
We got mad or done right to another person.
所以在神的公义之下，搞不好我们都站立不住啊。
So maybe under God's righteousness, we can't stand.
更何况叫神彰显公义去审判那个欺负我们的人。
Much less ask God to show His righteousness and judge the person who had bullied us.
有时候我们自己都有愧于人，有愧于神啊。
And many times we have actually done not enough to another person or to God.
所以当诗人求神彰显他的公义的时候，
So when someone asks or seeks that God show his righteousness,
诗人是敢敢像这首139篇这边所说的，神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我。
So like Psalms 139, person would say, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts.
诗人是敢敢敞开让神来试验他的。
So psalmist is being very brave and courageous to ask God to look at him and to try him.
所以如果我们的生活当中有愧于人的话，
So in our lives, if we are at fault and we haven't been living right,
所以先求神帮助我们。
You should seek God's help in living right.
让我们改过自新，先调整过来。
Help us to change in our attitude and behavior.
靠着神的恩典，要活得无愧于心。
And to depend on God's grace to live righteously.
当别人羞辱我们的时候，我们才能够坦然地向神祈求，彰显他的公义。
Only in this case can we ask God for His righteous judgment when we are being bullied.
那么来到第三节呢，诗人他就说，求你做我常来栖身的磐石。
So in verse 3, be to me a rock of refuge to which I may continually come.
你已经吩咐要救我，因为你是我的岩石，我的山寨。
You have given the command to save me, for you are my rock and my fortress.
诗篇经常用这个磐石、岩石、山寨来比喻神是坚固可靠的。
Very often in Psalms we hear the word rock, stone, my fortress to describe a God that is dependable, reliable, faithful.
那有一个圣经学者他就提到说，当诗人用这些磐石来描述神的时候
，A scholar has said that when people use all this imagery to describe God,
多多少少意味着诗人需要主动的去到磐石那里去。
Very often it might mean that the psalmist or the person needs to intentionally go towards the rock.
因为磐石不会来到你这里嘛。
Because the rock will not just come to you.
所以多多少少意味着你要去到磐石那里去。
So it means you have to take the initiative to go towards the rock.
所以神之所以是我们的磐石，除非我们去到神那里去。
So God can only be our rock and our fortress if we approach Him and go towards Him.
当然不要误会，神会来帮助我们的时候。
But do not mistake, God will come to help you.
但神之所以是磐石，我们就必须去到他那里去依靠他。
But because God is rock and fortress, we need to go towards Him so that we can depend on Him.
那当然，我这边比较想要关注的是这个。
So what I want to focus on is this.
当我们宣告说神啊，你是我栖身的磐石的时候。
So when we say that Lord, you are my rock of refuge.
我不知道你内心有没有感觉的。
I don't know how you feel about it.
我不知道你内心有没有产生共鸣的。
So do something resonate with you?
试试看好吗？
Do you want to try?
我们一起来宣告，主你是我栖身的磐石，我的这个的岩石，我的山寨。
Let us declare this together. Be to me a rock of refuge.
可以吗？中英文一起来好不好？预备，请。主，你是我栖身的磐石，你是我岩石，我的山寨。有没有感觉
？Anything you didn't?
没感觉。
You don't feel anything?
我想这可能是我们最大的一个挑战。
I think this is our biggest challenge.
有时候我们读诗篇的时候，其实诗篇是很丰富的感觉的。
Actually, the psalms are full of emotion and expressions.
因为它用了很多的图像。
Because there are many images.
要勾画出我们内在的一个的回应。
To draw out our responses.
所以我们没有感觉，大概可能有两个原因。
But if we are not responding to it, we have no emotions.
第一呢，可能我们明白是明白，但是呢，没办法去体会。
One reason might be we understand it cognitively, but we're not experiencing it.
可能我们是城市人。
Maybe we are city people.
特别是我们是新加坡人。
Especially Singaporean.
哪有什么山呢、啊？对吗
？There are no mountains.
所以我们很难去想象。
So we find it hard to imagine.
当然，你爬过山的哈、哦，像上个月我的儿子去 Kinabalu 啊，可能你就能够想象。
Maybe if you climb a mountain like in Mount Kinabalu, you can imagine.
啊，所以你不会觉得磐石是这样叠起来的吧？
You wouldn't think that a rock is formed like this, right?
那曾经就有一个人，他就到了这个的锡安山做一些的拍摄。
So there's a person who once went to Mount Zion and took a lot of photographs.
他就拍摄了锡安山的这个高山峻岭的这个的盘。
Took photos of the mountains and ranges of around Mount Zion.
所以当诗人提到。栖身的磐石的时候，是指这个山峰的这个的藏身之处。
So when the psalmist talk about rock or refuge, it's actually somewhere to hide, high up in the mountains.
是敌人很难抵达的地方。
It's where your enemies cannot reach you.
是他最安全可以栖身藏身之处的地方。
It's the safest place, a cleft.
当诗人说你是我的岩石的时候。
So when the psalmist says you are my rock,
所以大概就指这个以色列的这个的大大很坚固的这个的岩石。
They are talking about the huge, big, sturdy rocks in Israel.
当诗人说你是我的山寨的时候
，When someone says you are my fortress,
就是指这个难以攻破的这个的堡垒。
It's fortress which cannot be defeated.
可能这些图画可以帮助我们去想象，去投靠神。
Maybe these images could help us imagine.
就如藏身在这高山峻岭的磐石内，稳如泰山。
It's like being hidden in tall mountains between the rock and the cliff. You are safe.
所以让我们再用心去体会一下，神是我们的山寨。
So let us with our hearts and emotion try to experience it.
我们的岩石。
That God is our fortress, our rock.
我们栖身的磐石。
Somewhere we take refuge.
在高山峻岭。
High up in the mountains.
屹立不倒。
And think that you'll never fall.
我们再来宣告一次好吗？
Let us say it together again.
那中英文起来。
Let's do
it together. 预备，请。
主，你做我山脉栖身的磐石，你是我的岩石，我的山寨。
如何？
是吗？有
没有一点点呢？
Is that a little bit more?
所以说，我们需要去想象一下。
Sometimes we need to imagine.
神是如何坚固屹立不倒。
And how God is dependent and will not be defeated.
让我们能够安心的来到他面前求告于他。
So that we can come to him with assurance.
那当然，除了说明白不能体会，我想还有另外一个原因呢。可能你不明白，因为你没有经历过。
Another reason why you do not feel it is because you don't understand. You have no prior experience.
很多时候我们没有感觉。可能我们不是不明白，而是没有真正去经历过神。
Sometimes you don't respond or you're not inspired by it because you have no experience.
但是有时候话说回来，与其说没有经历过，可能反而是我们没有好好的去回想神的恩典。
Well, rather than having no prior experience, it may be that we do not think about God's blessing and grace.
我们一开始提到诗人他是在年老的时候写这首诗篇的啊，第九节。
So we have mentioned that this is a psalm that the psalmist has written late in his years.
他年老的时候，他仍然投靠神，求神不要丢弃他。
So even in his old age, he asked that God do not cast him off.
我们也提到，诗人不是到了年老、体力衰弱的时候才开始投靠神。
And we know that. The psalmist did not just start to depend on God only when he's old.
他乃是在自己能够记得的事情里，他知道自己年幼的时候呢，就开始学习投靠神。
So he has been doing it since his younger days, since he could remember things.
诗人在有记忆以来，他就知道他是投靠神的。
So since he could remember things, he knew that he had depended on God.
我不知道你的第一个记忆是什么。
I don't know what's your first memory.
一般心理学家认为大概可能是三岁的时候你应该有第一个记忆。
Most psychologists think that it's around the age of three.
那不知道你的第一个记忆是什么。
But what is your first memory?
应该不是被爸爸骂吧。
I hope it's not being scolded by dad.
那会是依靠神吗？
Will it be because you depended on God? You remember that?
但诗人他年幼的时候不一定是三岁了啊、哦，但他年幼的时候。他就记得他依靠神。
So Psalmist in his youth, he remembers that he had depended on God. He might not be three at the time.
不但如此，其实诗人更超越记忆。
But more than this, the Psalmist goes beyond his own memories.
他一生当中，他确实已经看到神奇妙的作为。
Through his whole life, he has seen how God has done wonderful works.
所以他深信。
So he truly believed.
他一生出来的时候
From the moment he's born,
神就保护了他。
God has protected him.
所以不只是在记忆里面。
So it's not only in his memory.
他也凭信心知道他一出生神就保护了他。
By faith, he believed that from the moment he was born, he was protected by God.
那当然一般的把它翻译成扶持。
And many translations will say, support
一个扶持，有人说是就是去依靠。
Some would say to depend on.
但有一个犹太拉比，他有这样一个的解释。
But a rabbi actually explained like this.
他说这个字是有切断的意思。
And that this word means to cut.
不是切断跟神的关系。
It's not to cut or stop your relationship with God.
而是切断我们的那个的期待。
But to cut an umbilical cord.
原来当我们出生的时候，是神帮我们接生的。
So it meant that from the time of birth, it's God who has given birth to us, who has facilitated that process.
当出生的时候，神就已经保护了我。
So from during that process of birth, God already protected us.
所以当我们还没有记忆的时候，
even when we are without memories,
神已经帮助了我。
God had helped us.
所以不单如此，
so not only that,
当我们不知道的时候，
even when we do not know,
神都在那里帮助着我。
God was still there helping us.
以致当我们开始有记忆的时候，
until we begin to form memories,
我们就更加的学习来依靠神，来经历神的帮助。
We learn to depend on God and to trust God.
好让到年老的时候，
so that in our later years,
我们才会仍然的依靠耶和华。
We can continue to depend on Him.
所以第五节这句话其实是很有意思的。
So verse 5 is very meaningful.
主耶和华，你是我所盼望的。
For you, O Lord, are my hope.
自我年幼，你是我所依靠的。
My trust, O Lord, for my youth.
所以第一句话，你是我所盼望的。
So the first, for you, O Lord, are my hope.
是诗人现在说的话。
Is what he says now currently.
是诗人现在向神的一个的盼望跟祈求。
Which is at that point, what is his hope and wishes?
那第二句呢？你是我所依靠的。
The second part of the verse, my trust, O Lord.
当然也是他现在说的话。
It's also what he says now.
但他却是回顾他自幼到现在神的一个的帮助。
But it's upon his reflection from the days that has passed from his youth.
因为自年幼，世人依靠耶和华。
Because from youth he has been depending on God.
所以他知道耶和华是可靠如磐石。
So he knows that Jehovah is reliable, faithful like a rock.
所以他现在即使在面对挑战，他知道他仍然可以依靠神。
So even now when he's meeting challenges and trials, he knows that he can still depend on God.
才能够真正去体会神磐石的可靠。
So he could actually experience the trustworthiness of God being his rock.
去数算神恩典的无尽。
To count his blessings and grace that God has bestowed on him.
所以求神帮助我们能够去学习来依靠神。
So we ask that God will guide us to learn to depend on him.
让我们投靠于神而不恼羞成怒。
Let us depend on him and not be brought to anger.
让我们无愧于神而求公义彰显。
Let us be faultless before God and seek his righteousness.
最后让我们来救于神，不断数算神。
And let us come to God to depend on him and count his blessing on us.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
耶稣，我们献上感恩。
Jesus, bring our thanksgiving.
知道你永远都在那里来帮助着我。
You know that you're forever helping us.
很多时候是因为我们的罪。
Many times because of our own sins.
让我们感受不到主你的同在。
Because of that, you can't feel that you're with us.
主你帮助我们。
God help us.
洗净我们一切的不义。
Cleanse our unrighteousness.
让我们能够时刻活在你的面前。
So that we can live every moment before you.
让我们在面对人生的挑战的时候，
as we meet with life's trials and challenges,
我们可以随时回到你这位磐石里面。
We can always come before you, our rock.
成为我们的栖身之所。
That you are our refuge.
稳如泰山。
And as stable as a big mountain.
我们这样的祷告。
We pray.
奉靠耶稣基督宝贵的名求。
In Jesus' most precious name.